الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على نبيه المصطفى وبعد. Anybody remember what we covered last week? That was the week before. Najashi was the week before.
Before?
Last week was about somebody's conversion to Islam. Whose conversion to Islam was it? Hamza radiallahu anhu. Hamza radiallahu anhu's conversion. And he went through his story. Today we'll go through Umar radiallahu anhu's conversion. And inshallah, after next week's break, the week after, we'll start with the whole boycott and exile before Hijrah. So that was about last week. We covered Hamza radiallahu anhu's conversion. And he was step one to open expression. Meaning to be for the empowerment of the Muslims. As I mentioned, that sometimes certain people convert, or certain people's strength that they add, it makes people feel confident. Although they believed, but they were empowered by having certain figures amongst them to openly express themselves. And Alhamdulillah was one, but the second one was within a few short days of Alhamdulillah's conversion, the Ummah was blessed with another huge boost through the conversion of Umar radiallahu anhu. So they happened within quick succession. Hamza radiallahu anhu and Umar radiallahu anhu. Now Umar radiallahu anhu's conversion was, of course, a good surprise for the Ummah, but it was a shocking blow for the Quraysh. They already lost Hamza radiallahu anhu. Now when the companions, they were previously preparing for the second hijrah to Abyssinia, Layla was begrudgingly, she didn't want to, reluctantly she was packing her things. When Umar radiallahu anhu saw her and asked why she was packing, she replied in frustration that, "You dare ask. It is because of you and your animosity that we are leaving our land and belongings." Meaning, what was that show? The Islamophobia is so strong that we don't feel comfortable, and we are being forced and compelled to leave our homeland because of you. And you know, you can imagine in certain places that you hear of how strong it is, even in certain European countries, and how the hijab is banned, niqab is banned outright. In terms of slaughter, it can only be mechanically, the animals can only be mechanically slaughtered. Forget stunned and non-stunned, that's the issue we have over here. But over there, it has to be mechanically slaughtered. So it's so strong that you can't even live. Well, not you. It's very, very difficult for a person to live. Now, again, this is on a much lower scale. They were fearing their lives. But I'm just saying the level of Islamophobia, how it might change its form, but it still remains. It still exists in society. Yeah. Now, and Umar radiallahu anhu, when he heard this, he was replying and he said that, has it really reached this level? Now, some people, when you say to them that, oh, there's Islamophobia, they'll deny it. They'll deny and say, no, there's no Islamophobia. It's freedom of expression. It's our right to say. They'll explain it in a way that it's not Islamophobic. Or they'll change it and say that phobia is an irrational fear. Our fear is a rational fear. That's what they say. So he says to this that, has he really reached this level? He then made dua for her, saying, "May Allah grant you protection." Layla excitedly relayed the story to her husband, who scoffed and said, "Do you really think he's going to accept Islam? By Allah, his father's donkey will accept Islam before he does." Meaning, just a way to say that even the animal which is senseless, doesn't have a brain, will accept Islam before Umar radiallahu anhu does. The whole point of this is to show that what's the likelihood or the possibility of him accepting Islam? We'll see the whole how it all unfolded. This was the impression that the companions had about Umar radiallahu anhu. Because of his tough exterior, how he was, they had this impression about him. However, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a dua, the power of dua, that even the most tough individual, that they said that his donkey would accept Islam before he does, or his father's donkey would accept Islam before he does. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua saying, "Allahumma a'izzal Islam bi ahabbi hadhayni rajulayni ilayk bi Abi Jahl aw bi Umar ibn al-Khattab." That, oh Allah, bring glory to Islam. So he's making dua for bringing glory to Islam through the more beloved to you through these two men, either through Abu Jahl or Umar. Strengthen Islam through one of them. This was the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's dua and guided Umar radiallahu anhu. And his conversion was a shock, but when we go through certain events, you'll see that it was actually climax. It was actually an amalgam. A few things combined, it was a natural consequence of a few things. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the tawfiq. This narration that we just mentioned of Layla, where Umar radiallahu anhu's heart softened for her, is an example. Now one day, he decided to go for a late night drink with some friends, but he did not find any. So after searching for a while, with no success, he changed his mind and went to the haram instead. Remember, alcohol was a culture, a very strong drinking culture. So they went to the haram instead. He found the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alone. Now remember, such is the hatred, such is the Islamophobia, that you see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is what comes to his mind. He sees Rasulullah sallam praying alone in front of the Kaaba, which would often be the case. Umar radiallahu anhu thought to himself, this is the perfect time to attack. Of all the thoughts that come to mind, he says, to attack Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was completely alone and there are no witnesses. So this could be a time there are no witnesses, let's inquire about Islam. He says, no, attack. He crept up behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but as he heard the recitation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stopped and just began to listen. I'll mention some of these things. I'll give them this example of this, how this recently happened. Umar radiallahu anhu was hiding. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was oblivious to him being there. And Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that I stood behind him and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began reading Surah Haqqah. Al-Haqqatum al-Haqqah, huma idraka wal-Haqqah, kaza thamud wa'adum al-Haqqah. So you'll see that it's very rhythmic. So Umar radiallahu anhu thought to himself, this is the word of a poet. This is the word of a poet. As soon as I thought this, Allah revealed the word, وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَاعِرِ قَلِيلًا مَا تُؤْمِنُونَ. This is not the word of a poet. Little do you believe. Rasulullah doesn't know he's there. These are Umar radiallahu anhu's thoughts, and Rasulullah is reciting these words of Surah Haqqah. The next verse, and then Umar radiallahu anhu says that he thought to his mind, this must be the words of a soothsayer. وَلَا بِقَوْلِ كَاهِنْ قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ is revealed. These are neither the words of a soothsayer, little do you take heed. These are thoughts, he's not expressing them. These are thoughts, and Allah and the Rasulullah is reciting these words of Surah Haqqah. Mm-hmm. Then he thought, the thought came to his mind, then where is this coming from? And Allah, Rasulullah is reciting, تَنْزِيلٌ مِنْ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. This is a revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these are thoughts of Allah, and these verses are being recited. And Allah then said, that what if he's inventing it? What if this is just all an invention? Because remember, at this point, you're not thinking rationally. It's all happening in front of his eyes. If a person thought in that situation that this is miraculous, how am I thinking this and this is being recited? He said that, what if he's inventing this? And the next verses are, وَلَوْ تَقَوَّلَ عَلَيْنَا بَعْضُ الْأَقَاوِيلِ لَأَخَذْنَاهُ بِالْيَمِينِ. That had the messenger made something up in our name, we would have certainly seized him by his right hand and then severed his order. Meaning, Allah wouldn't allow such a thing to continue. If such corruption was ongoing, something would have happened and it would have wiped off. And that was the first time, and Allah mentioned, that was the first time Islam entered my heart. So remember, he may have entered, but he didn't accept. This will happen with many people, you see them, that they're showing signs of accepting Islam, but they haven't accepted yet. And their Islam is not done until they take their Shahada. That's the final step. And you'll find certain people, they'll be convinced, and they'll be like, you know, I'm just on the final step, just the borderline, I just need to accept, but they've not accepted yet. So you find that. And Umar radiallahu anhu was there. Umar radiallahu anhu then left quietly without harming Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again, his intention was to harm. He walked away with Islam entering his heart. Nothing immediately happened from the above event. Then a short while later, the Quraysh gathered and Abu Jahl once began spouting hatred. And we mentioned the Lahabites, right? Certain people that have extreme hatred, Islamophobes, and they find this in every society. He said, this man, meaning Rasulullah ﷺ, has done more to insult our fathers and gods than anybody else. He's cursed our religion and said that anyone who worships idols will go to hell. which means he is damning our forefathers to hell. Meaning he's talking very emotionally. If somebody said that, yeah, you know what, you're all got, if you hear somebody on the street, somebody, you know, some of those Jehovah's Witnesses that, you know, this is our one savior, our one, you know, one email came to the masjid, and he said, urgent email. So I opened it up, it was an email to us, Central Mosque and a few other mosques, there was a document attached. I opened it, and it was saying, your one savior, Jesus. I was like, oh, bakwas, did they leave this man? But this person sent it to our masjid, Central, and numerous masajid in Glasgow. But that's one thing they could try and say that to you. But if somebody goes and says, yeah, you're going to hell, your dad's going to hell, your granddad's going to hell, it'll hurt. Talking about things like that, it'll hurt somebody. So now Abu Jahl is talking emotionally that because Rasulullah never said about forefathers, he never said like that directly. But Abu Jahl is saying that, look, he's saying that we're going to go to hell, which means our forefathers are going to hell. And they knew that they loved their forefathers. They would go to war for generations because of their forefathers. So you knew that he meant. So he would do that, find those that emotional narrative. And so he said that, by Allah, I promise 100 of the best camels, which is obviously an extreme amount, to anyone who succeeds in doing this, whoever will get rid of Rasulullah, and I will add 1,000 pouches of silver. Umar became greedy and decided to take Abu Jahl up on his offer. He left and began walking with his unsheathed sword. I mean, one thing is that, yeah, you have it sheathed, but in that culture at the time, it's known that if you have an unsheathed sword, it means it's a declaration of war. And he heard voices from afar telling him to stop, but he ignored them and this was on his way. And he was finally stopped by Nu'aym, who had recently accepted Islam, but he hadn't publicized it. He asked him where he's going, and Umar Allah replied, enough is enough. We've been cursed for too long, and our ancestors have been ridiculed. Meaning, I can't tolerate this anymore. He's not mentioned about the money and the incentive. He's talked about honor. He goes, I'm now going to kill this man. Nu'aym Allah panicked, and he said, have you lost your mind, O Umar? Do you really think that Banu Abd Manaf will let you live after this? And he then had to think on his feet, and he said, if you really want to do something, go and fix your own family. Meaning, Umar Allah, go and fix your own family. Umar Allah was perplexed and said, what do you intend by that? What does that even mean? Somebody says to you, go and fix your own family, no matter what the question is going to come to your mind, clarify. What are you talking about? So Umar Allah said, haven't you heard? Your own sister and brother-in-law have accepted Islam. Now that would be a blow to hear that you're going after somebody who you believe is corrupting the land and your family have fed into that supposed corruption. In a bid to protect the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nu'aym sent Umar radiallahu anhu to his sister in the hopes that he wouldn't harm his own family. Meaning, you'd expect that he's not going to go and harm them. At least that way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be saved. Umar Lawan, who was extremely angry, changed his course and went straight to his sister's house. As he approached the door, he heard the Qur'an being recited aloud. Khabbab radiallahu anhu was teaching Fatima and her husband, Sa'id ibn Zayd, the recitation. Even in times of persecution and tension, education was paramount. Basically, this, even in Spain, right? You know when Islam was lost towards the end. Do you know what they did for madrasa? You know what they did for madrasa? Underground madrasa. They had it underground. So to educate the children, obviously it was illegal at that point. It was illegal. So they had it underground. But the shocking thing was, they had centuries publicly, they didn't value it. And it's only when they started to lose it, that's when they went through every means to try and protect it. But they had it underground, so education was key to them. Umar radiallahu anhu's rage grew even more. And he banged on the door, demanding to be let in. Khabbab radiallahu anhu went into hiding place, and Fatima radiallahu anha covered the Qur'an into a parchment with her garment. Umar radiallahu anhu entered, and he demanded to know what he heard. Because remember, now doubt has entered his head. Somebody's told him. Once it's entered his head, he's heard something, in his mind it can only be the Qur'an. Whether he's right or wrong, it's going to be in his mind that was the Qur'an, because clearly I've been told that they've accepted Islam. Once that doubt enters, there's no clarifying. And he's enraged, so he's not going to be able to rationalize, and you'll see how he reacts. Fatima radiallahu anha denied that anything was said. Umar Allah dismissed her and said, I know what I heard, and you reached me that you both accepted Islam. They continued denying it until Umar Allah stepped forward to punch Sa'id radiallahu anhu. Fatima radiallahu anha stepped in to stop it, and Umar radiallahu anha accidentally punched her instead, causing blood to gush out from her lip. Both Fatima radiallahu anha and Sa'id radiallahu anhu both grew angry and yelled defiantly, do as you please, we've indeed accepted Islam and we believe in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do as you please, we've indeed accepted Islam and we believe in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now Allah mentions, وَمَا نَقَوْ مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا أَيُّمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ, that they don't take revenge or they only hate except for Iman. Imagine, this is your sister and your brother-in-law and this is what you go to. Just because of Iman. He was on his way to go and kill Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa diverted, changed his course towards his own house, attacks his brother-in-law, and in the process causes blood to gush from his own sister. Then Umar radiallahu anhu saw his sister bleeding, coupled with the courage it took for them to stand firm. His heart once again softened and he calmed down. He then said he then asked to see what she was reading. Fatima radiallahu anha hesitated, but Umar radiallahu anhu assured her that he would not disrespect the Quran. She said that only the pure can teach the Quran. لا يمسه إلا المطهرون. Only the pure can touch the Quran. While she was reflecting spiritual purity, he still offered to do ghusl and did so. He then took the parchment and started to read from Surah Taha. Finally, Islam entered his heart wholly. And you know how I said Surah Haqqa is very rhythmic. Surah Haqqa is like that, which he heard from Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Surah Taha is very similar. طه ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى إلا تذكرة لمن يخشى تنزيلا ممن خلق. You see, it's very rhythmic. ممن خلق الأرض والسماوات العلى الرحمن على عرشه استوى. You see the rhythmic towards the end of the every verse. So very similar. He then asked Sayyid Allah anhu where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, and Sayyid Allah anhu, seeing that Umar Allah anhu's demeanor and intentions changed, he directed him towards Al-Aqam's house where they were gathering. And Umar Lawan was set off to Darul Arqam, and unknowingly that he was still holding on to his unsheathed sword. He was still holding on to it. He knocked on the door and a companion peeked and asked, and he saw Umar Lawan holding a sword. Now what's the first thing that's going to go through your mind? He's come for war. There's no way you're going to let him in. So he returned to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam trembling and said, O Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Umar Lawan is at the door with a sword in his hand. Hamza radiallahu anhu, who had only been Islam for how long? A few days. He had only been Islam for a few days. Remember, these two were in quick succession and they empowered the Muslims. So he's only for a few days, said, let him in. If Allah wants good, he will accept Islam. Remember, what was the dua he made? Rasulullah, what dua did he make? Or Abu Jahl. So this was the possibility that maybe Umar radiallahu anhu has been accepted. If Allah wants good, he will accept Islam. And if Allah wants other than this, the very sword he is holding will be the end of him. Meaning that it'll be to his own detriment. The companions then opened the door and pounced on Umar radiallahu anhu, grabbing his arms and pulling him in. They escorted him to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he sat down. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam grabbed Umar by the collar and said, Ibn al-Khattab, what are you doing here? By Allah, if you continue on this path, Allah will destroy you with a punishment. Umar radiallahu anhu shocked the room and replied, remember, you might think to yourself, why so harsh? Somebody's come, why say, what are you doing here? And Allah will destroy you with a punishment. Certain people with certain demeanor and certain characteristics, it gets through to them in a certain way. And Rasulullah knew that. Those words, Umar radiallahu anhu wasn't enraged by it. He shocked the room and said, I have come to accept Islam and believe in Allah. You would think that those are words to anger, but with certain people's demeanor and certain individuals, certain words only relate to them. So knowing that, use those certain words. And Umar radiallahu anhu didn't react angrily. He said that I came to accept Islam and believe in Allah. Rasulullah shouted, Allahu Akbar. So loudly that everyone in the house immediately knew that Umar radiallahu anhu had accepted Islam. Now Umar radiallahu anhu's conversion was like a warm moment to just ponder. Umar radiallahu anhu's deathbed, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said that we have ever remained in glory since the day Umar radiallahu anhu accepted Islam. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu once said, Umar Ibn Abbas once asked Umar, how did he gain the title of Al Faruq? Anybody know what that means?
Make equal or make something balance?
So, Faruq. The distinguisher, Mm-hmm. So, like the way Furqan, Al Faruq, the one who distinguishes, like, bin al haqq wal batil, you got truth and falsehood. That Al Faruq will be able to differentiate between the two, that he will be able to distinguish between the two. How did he gain that thing of Al Faruq, the distinguisher? Then the title. Umar Lawan replied that Rasulullah gave me this title when I converted, and we marched to the Kaaba and prayed in public for the first time. Rasulullah then said, "You are Umar Al Faruq." Immediately after his conversion, the Muslims marched towards the Kaaba in unison. After this newfound protection, they marched in two rows, one led by Hamza and one led by Umar radiallahu anhu. I mentioned that certain individuals convert, certain individuals strengthen and give confidence that the rest, remember these people had already believed, but they now had the confidence to march towards the Kaaba with Umar radiallahu anhu and Hamza radiallahu anhu. Excited by this moment, Umar radiallahu anhu, final paragraph, insisted on personally informing Abu Jahl of his conversion. He knocked on his door, and Abu Jahl opened the door with a smile. "Welcome, what has brought you here?" Remember, Umar radiallahu anhu, what had he done? What had he done with Abu Jahl?
He promised to go to the
He accepted the offer of 100 camels and 1,000 pouches of silver. He had accepted that offer. And he had left with his sword unsheathed. Declaration of war. So Abu Jahl is opening the door, saying, "Welcome, what has brought you here?" Umar Lawan replied, "I have come to personally inform you that I believe in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I am now a follower of the religion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." You know when they say, right, that you were sent to destroy them, not join them. And this is exactly now, for example, you know, on your Windows and your laptop, you have your task manager. When programs aren't responding, you open up Task Manager to end applications. And then when Task Manager says, in brackets, "not responding," you're like, "I opened you up to delete the other applications and you're not responding." So he sent Umar radiallahu anhu to go and murder Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yeah, he comes back converted. Abu Jahl slammed the door in his face, shouting, "May Allah curse you for what you have come with." Umar radiallahu anhu continued walking, asking the people, "Who is the biggest gossip amongst you?" Someone directed him to Jamil ibn Ma'mar. So Umar radiallahu anhu brought him close and said, "I have a secret to tell you. I have just accepted Islam and I am now a follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Meaning, spread the news, spread the rumor that I have accepted Islam. What will that do? Everyone will now gain confidence hearing that Umar radiallahu anhu has accepted. Even those that hate Islam will lose confidence in their Islamophobia. Jamil jumped up, barely grabbing a garment to clothe himself, and rushed outside to spread the news. You know, you get aunties like that, straight, they get the news, pick up the phone somebody else. Yeah. So he's straight away, he's going outside to spread the news. He began shouting down the streets, "Oh, people of the Quraysh, Umar ibn al-Khattab has become a Sabian." What that is in the Quran, many times you recited, "Inna alladhina amanu wa alladhina hadu was sabi'een, sabi'een." So there's a term to refer, they would use that sort of term to refer to the people that have left their religion of their forefathers, and they use that to refer to them, Sabi. Umar radiallahu anhu then gently corrected him in that he did not become a Sabian, he's not a Sabi, rather he's a Muslim. As soon as he converted, Umar radiallahu anhu would be attacked. Although Umar radiallahu anhu was unparalleled in his strength and power, and he'd fight them off each time, eventually the influential chieftain, Al-As ibn Wa'il, intervened saying, "What is the matter with you people? Let this man be. If he chose a different path to you, it is none of your business." Al-As ibn Wa'il then officially gave Umar radiallahu anhu protection. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all true understanding and tawfiq. Any questions on anything we've covered? Surah Humasa. What's up? أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويل لكل همزة لمزة الذي جمع مالا وعدده يحسب أن ماله أخلده أخلده كلا لينبذن في الحطمة again ح ينطى في الحطمة again كلا لينبذن في الحطمة وما أدراك ما الحطمة حاجا وما أدراك ما الحطمة نار الله الموقدة قاف الماء دال امتي ماوث موقدة again نار الله الموقدة التي تطلع على الأفئدة إنها عليهم مؤصدة في عمد ممددة بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويل لكل همزة لمزة الذي جمع مالا وعدده يحسب أن ماله أخلده كلا لينبذن في الحطمة وما أدراك ما الحطمة نار الله الموقدة التي تطلع على الأفئدة again again تاء ننطى تطلع no that's طاطا so تاء is empty mouth طاف الماث so التي تطلع again so طا under the front two right طا تاء is from the same place but it's empty mouth تاء طا and دال from the same place تاء التي تطلع finish. No. التي تطلع على الأفئدة. إنها عليهم مؤصدة. في عمد ممددة. We'll just do Surah Asr at the same time also, short. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر رافع الماث is it well? رافع الماث or empty mouth? And why? والعصر أيكون الراء مستسفلا أم مستعلى
والعصر
so is it رافع الماث or empty mouth? Why? Saad does not have a zabr. It's got a sakin.
So it must be ra zabr.
When we're stopping on ra, What are we giving it? What haraka are we giving it when we stop on ra? Sakin. We're giving it a sakin, right? And when there's a ra which is a sakin, what do you do to know whether it's full mouth or empty mouth? No. What do you? There's rules to this. We've done it several times. If ra has a sakin, how do you know if it's going to be full mouth or empty mouth? The letter before. Check the letter before. Now, since that also has thing, yeah, you. But it's full mouth. Sad full mouth. The ra will be full mouth too. Also, the letter before the ayn. For example, okay, is khair or is it khair? Is it ra full mouth?
No, empty.
It's empty. Why? Ya comes before it. No. The kha has a fatha. But because ya comes before the ra, it becomes empty mouth. There are a couple of exceptions to that rule, like mirsad, qirtas. There are certain exceptions, but in general, this thing. So again, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Wal 'asr.
Innal
insana lafi khusr. Again, seen, not sad, yeah? Seen. Ra is full mouth again. Why? Because the scene before it has a sakin, but the letter before that is a kha with a dhamma. So it'll be full mouth. Again, innal insana lafi khusr. Sad. No, it's not sad, it's seen. Khusr. And ra full mouth. Khusr.
إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.
Okay, I'll do that again, but I'll break it down. إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات.
وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.
Again, the ra will be full mouth because the sad has a fatha. Or the ba is sakin. So again, there are three times this happens in the surah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
والعصر.
إن الإنسان لفي خسر.
No, remember, seen, not sad. Khusr. Khusr. Seen.
Inna al-insana lafi khusr. Illa al-ladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihat. وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.
So صبر يقلقل عن الباء. No, don't use صبر. It's صبر. The باء is قلقلة. صبر. Like slight echo sound. Any questions or anything we cover? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept.